What's going on, ladies and gents? I'm Billy Donnelly, and I'm getting old quickly. Welcome back to another brand new episode of the podcast. For those of you who have been here before, as usual, welcome back. You know the rules, you know the drill, you know the lay of the land, you know what we're here to do. But if this is your first time joining us, also welcome. Welcome aboard on our journey of self-discovery and self-reflection, of introspection and self-improvement. Basically, we try to put in the emotional work week in and week out to be better today than we were yesterday and to be better tomorrow than we were today. So what's on the agenda this week? Well, first off, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. It's been a rough go, right? And last year, Thanksgivings were kind of touch and go. Some people went forward with them. Some people were not too comfortable with having them, being around friends or family or whoever, because we're in the middle of a pandemic still. But I hope you were able to maneuver something this year to be able to be around people who mean something to you on some level or some degree, right? And so if you were able to have that happen, I hope it was worth it for you. And I hope you were able to take something away from it. And just remember to, I guess, not take it for granted that these things aren't a guarantee all the time. To have these people in your life and to be able to, have sanctioned time to be able to get together with them. We should be grateful and thankful for those people who are important to us and who mean a lot to us all the time anyway. But life gets busy and it gets hectic and we get caught up in our shit all the time. And so sometimes it is tough to make time for to celebrate that and to appreciate that and to make it happen for you to be able to get together. So with a sanctioned holiday to make that happen, I hope this year you were able to do that, and I hope it went well for you. Especially since over the past few years, it looks like we've been able to move away from like toxic family members and people who we don't like to be around. So hopefully it was spent with people who are good for you. Okay. So kudos on that. I'm back now here at the homestead. As I said last week on last week's episode, I was hitting the road. I was heading to South Carolina. I was going to a wedding. So it was like a wedding kind of Thanksgiving mixture. Thanksgiving's really big on my wife's side of the family. For me, I gave up on Thanksgiving being all that meaningful probably about 20 years ago, to be perfectly honest. I don't know if I told this story before, but I used to go home for Thanksgiving all the time. Thanksgiving was kind of a decent gathering for my family, at least my immediate family, and you know, like cousins and uncles and aunts and so on and so forth. And then 9/11 happened, and I was going to school down in Florida, and that November, no one really felt great about flying for obvious reasons. And so since then, I made alternate plans that Thanksgiving. I spent it with friends. That was kind of the first time I spent a holiday really away from family. And Thanksgiving just kind of lost a special place for me when that happened. And I don't know whether it's fell out of routine or just didn't seem to be as important as I thought it was. For me, it wasn't really that big of a deal. But since getting together with my wife and, you know, us being married and even prior to that, when we were dating, Thanksgiving is a really big deal on my wife's side of the family. A lot of her cousins and so on and so forth are right around the same age range. And so like, it's good for, they're very close and it's good for them to all sort of get together And Thanksgiving is, once again, the sanctioned holiday that makes it happen. So this year was a little bit different because one of her cousins, who's like, I think he's 3 years older than, no, yes. I believe he's 3 years younger than my wife, which makes him about 6 years younger than me, if I'm not mistaken. Something like that on the timeline. But he was supposed to be getting married earlier in the pandemic. And then, you know, the pandemic kept going. And so the dates kept getting pushed back. And eventually they settled on the weekend before Thanksgiving. This way, everyone can still kind of come in. It was close enough to like the Thanksgiving holiday that everybody gets all hyped about. And it would kind of serve as, I guess, like a pseudo substitute for Thanksgiving for everybody to come together in this way for the wedding. You know, normally, like, I like my wife's family. And so I really enjoy hanging out with them and spending time with them. And Thanksgiving is a good time to do that. And everybody is kind of, along the way, I've always been sort of welcomed into the family, and there's never been any issues. It kind of just fit right in. And so, under normal circumstances, I would be really excited about going to, A, Thanksgiving, and B, a wedding, because I really dig weddings. You know, the wedding itself is fine, but the wedding reception, that's what I'm all about. So under normal circumstances, I would be very excited about going to a wedding. But once again, still in the middle of pandemic. So like, I've been anxious about going leading up into it. And I talked about this a little bit last week on last week's episode. So if you want to check back and get a little bit more in depth, by all means do so. But the short version is I've just kind of been a little anxious about it because I haven't been in this type of setting anymore. I've still been very careful about what I do, where I go, who I'm around, the precautions that I take, still trying to be very safe. And knowing going into this that there wasn't really a lot being done or enforced or called upon, it just made me very anxious about going to a wedding. But in kind of the couple weeks leading up and going into it, once I like fully committed, and believe me, I procrastinated and held out as long as I possibly could on committing in the hopes that, I don't know, things might somehow drastically get a little bit better. I guess I just started to accept the fact that I've kind of just done all the things that I'm supposed to do to this point. All right, got my full vaccination, got my booster shot. I still wear my masks around. Like, I'm doing all the things that all the experts and the epidemiologists say, you know, the infectious disease experts say that I need to do in order to keep myself as safe as possible, right? There's no 100% guarantees. I can't know for a fact that I'm not going to catch COVID, even doing all the things that I'm doing, right? And so I guess I eventually just got to a place, you know, and I've talked at length about it here on the podcast about like all the things that I do not feel great doing, about just saying like, we're doing this, right? We're doing this. You're doing all the things that you're supposed to do. Like, this is the time to I guess see what's out there and try to do things. And so we went. And I had a good time, right? And look, I think it's a little bit easier for me now to have something concrete on the calendar to say, like, I'm doing this, and then, like, I am beholden to it to follow through and do it, right? Like, if it's something very fly-by-night, it's easy for me to look for all the excuses and not to do it. But if it's something that's, like, concrete, then I have no choice, I guess. I don't know. I'm stuck doing the thing. Which maybe it's good. Like since then, I've got tickets for a wrestling event that I'm going to. I got tickets for a hockey game that I'm going to. We booked a cruise sometime later next year to go on. So these are all things that, like, I don't know, maybe the wedding helped me, like, just push forward out of it. So went to the wedding. Wedding was nice. Went to a reception. I had a good time. Went to an after party. Went out to a bar or so. Don't know if I feel great about that, but haven't tested positive for anything. I feel okay multiple days out from it. So, you know, I guess I'm doing all right. I, you know, skirted by with this one. So I'll take the win. Okay. But what I wanted to talk about this week, now that I just sort of laid all this groundwork, it was something that happened at the wedding, and I didn't know it was going to happen at the wedding. I didn't know that it was going to mean as much to me as it did at the wedding. I didn't know that it would resonate or connect with me as much. Look, I didn't know that it was coming to begin with, and so how it stuck with me and how it struck me in the moment and in the aftermath. That's kind of what I wanted to discuss here on the show this week. And so, look, I also don't know how I'm going to react talking about it. I've only talked about it, once, thus far. I talked about it with my therapist. Got pretty emotional speaking about it, because that was the first time I had ever I had acknowledged it and spoken about it and so on and so forth. So we'll see how this goes. Okay. But I guess it's a positive. It's a positive. So, you know, for anybody worrying that it's going to go down another negative path as things on this show here sometimes tend to do, it's not. It's a positive. And I'm happy for that. So we go to the wedding, you know, we sit through the ceremony. We're seeing people that we haven't seen in like 2 years, right? You know, family, friends, it's great, right? It's great to just be able to kind of just see people. And, we go through the ceremony. It's great. Cocktail hour, just kind of settling in, so on and so forth. Reception gets started, you know, bridal party gets introduced and we're eating and, you know, everything's getting situated before, you know, the full-blown party when I'm going to dance my ass off and sweat my ass off and just have a good time. And so the bridal party gets introduced and the bride and groom get introduced. And once again, the groom is my wife's cousin, who's my cousin, right, through marriage. And I'm kind of right on the edge of the dance floor, like that's where I'm seated. And so when they come in, they come like right towards me, right? And they get introduced, and then once that kind of breaks and it kind of gets into like, you know, settling into sort of like everything, you know, settling into the reception, you know, we go to like speak to the bride and groom and to, you know, congratulate them and say hello, because once again, like, it's been a long time. And I went up to her cousin, and he was so happy to see us, and so thankful that we were there, and he gave me this massive bear hug. Okay, like, this is a big dude as it is, a rugby player, like just he's like a brick wall of a man. And he gives me this massive bear hug and this sloppy, huge, wet kiss on my cheek and thanked us for coming and was genuinely elated and excited that we were there. And was so happy to see us. And And the first thing that he said to me after that, you know, like after we exchanged pleasantries and excitement just for seeing people that we like to see, is he told me that that I was doing a great job here on the podcast, and that he listens every week, so he's probably listening to this. So Alex, if you are, this episode's a lot about you right now, dude. And he told me he basically told me he was proud of me for doing this. And he basically just said, good job. And that's not me like, it's not me putting it out there, fishing for compliments for other people. It came from a genuine place at that moment. And it meant a lot to me, then and there, because number one, like, look, to be perfectly honest with you, it's not something people go out of their way to say regularly as it is. In this world, everybody seems to have a podcast now, and you try to get people to listen to it or to dig what you're doing or to support it or whatnot. And it's always an uphill climb. Even your friends and your family who say that they're going to support something that you do, they listen to you all the time. Frankly, they don't care as much as you would hope that they would. And so, and look, to be perfectly honest, I don't even know who listens to this show. That's not meant as like a slam or a slight to anybody who actually does. I genuinely don't know like who regularly listens. I do this show a lot for me. I do it because it is therapeutic for me and it feels good to me. And I like to be able to express myself in this way. And I do know that there are people who regularly listen to this show week in and week out. I just don't know who they are. So when people do raise their hand and say, me, it's me, I do it. And they express positive feelings towards the thing that you do and it means something to you, that feels good, right? And so so I told him, I was like, it's sometimes it's hard. Some weeks it's hard to make the show. And he was like, I bet, I know, but you keep it up. Like, you're doing good and I listen to it and I enjoy it and I thank you for doing it. And like I said, that meant a lot to me. Because number one, like, this is this dude's wedding. Right. And he's got like a million other things on his mind and it's his day and he should be trying to enjoy it to the max for himself and for his wife. But just in that moment, the idea that his mind went to thinking about me and something that I did and how he connected with it, that meant something to me. And so that made me feel good. Right? That made me feel good at that moment. And when there's a part in my brain that gets cynical in that moment, because people say these things all the time. Oh, you're doing a great job, or so on and so forth. And, you don't know if they're saying it to be nice, right? Do they even listen? Do they even care? Like, is this just exchanging, like, empty, hollow pleasantries? It's also his wedding. Is he tipsy? Is he drunk? is some of that feeding into it? And I didn't question it more than a moment because it felt really real. For for me to just accept it at face value for what it was. So that was one part of it. Okay. And then the second part of it was that throughout the wedding, I mean, everybody was kind of dancing, having a good time. So it was not as prevalent throughout the wedding reception. But after that, we went to a after party where everybody kind of gathered together, had drinks and so on and so forth. And that's where it much more took center stage. So my cousin was really big in that moment on introducing me to all of his friends. He plays rugby, very good at it, very well respected. A lot of his teammates there at the wedding and at the reception. And he was really big on introducing me to a lot of his teammates. And when he would introduce me to them, what he would say was, "This is my cousin Billy. He's awesome. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise." And see, I feel it coming on already. It's just such a, it's such an incredible way for somebody to put you out there. And I didn't know how much I needed to hear that until I heard it. Because I don't hear it a lot, and or anything even remotely close. You know, it's one thing to kind of just be introduced like by name or maybe like by your association, but it was the hype that came after it that really, it really kind of left me just blown away and speechless. "This is my cousin Billy. He's awesome. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise." You know, I've talked plenty of times here on the show about the need for validation, right? My need for validation. Words of affirmation being my love language. Outside validation being something that that I chase a lot. And here it was, all of it, served up to me on a silver platter, by somebody that does mean a lot, to myself as well as to the rest of my family. And done in a way that was genuine. I didn't have to ask for it. I didn't have to seek it out. I didn't have to go looking for it or tell people that's what I needed. It was just delivered. And it came at a time when I wasn't feeling all that great about myself. I haven't been feeling all that great as of late. And to just have somebody there who happened to say the right thing at the right time. The thing that I didn't even know that I needed at that moment, but definitely did. Right? To have that hype man there. Out of all the things that happened the entire weekend, seeing family that we hadn't seen in like 2 years, the wedding, the reception, all of it. That's the thing I'm going to remember the most. And that's the thing that I will associate with this man for the foreseeable future and possibly beyond. Because those were the things that were in his mind and in his heart, and he said them right then and there. And he didn't have to. Because once again, this is his wedding weekend. And he's got a million things going on and a million things on his mind. But when he saw me, those were the things that he was feeling. And those were the things that he expressed. And they meant the world to me. The fact that he said them, and I heard them, and I felt them, and I appreciate them, and I will never forget them. So, to my cousin Alex, who may be listening to this very show, congratulations on your wedding. Thank you very much for the hype. And I love you a great deal. You're a good dude. You're a good dude. And on that note, I'm going to call time. All right, so thanks for coming along on the journey with me this week. And I don't really have much more to say. I think I reflected a lot upon it as it is. So let's make sure you get all the information as usual to get you on your way safely and with knowledge for all the things here at the show. So if you got a question, comment, feedback, concern, something you want to send in, by all means do that. The email address here at the show is gettingoldquicklypod@gmail.com. I'll read it, send your response back, and if I think it bears a deeper discussion on a future episode of the show, well, maybe that'll happen. So send whatever you got in, gettingoldquicklypod@gmail.com. Getting Old Quickly shirts and apparel are still available. So, look, especially if you're looking for a last minute stocking stuffer or a Christmas gift, teespring.com/gettingoldquickly is where you will find them. 10% of the profits go to NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. So score yourself some sweet swag, help out a very good cause, Get yourself a Getting Old Quickly shirt now for the holidays at teespring.com/gettingoldquickly. Podcasts can be found in all the typical podcast places, so pick your favorite and subscribe or follow. And this way, when new episodes of Getting Old Quickly drop every Monday, you don't have to look for them. You don't have to search for them. You don't have to hunt for them. They're right there waiting for you to listen to at your earliest convenience. So whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever, pick your favorite, subscribe or follow, and make sure that you are locked in to all Getting Old Quickly episodes, past, present, and future. And if you use Apple Podcasts, rate and review the show. Because, well, it just makes me feel good to know that you are listening to this show. So go ahead and do that. Your outside validation is greatly appreciated. Make sure you follow all the social media handles that I still do not regularly update, but maybe I will if, no, I probably won't. But, you know, you never know what's going to spring up on there. On Instagram, @GettingOldQuickly. Facebook, facebook.com/GettingOldQuickly is the page there. And on Twitter, @GettingOldQuick. And as usual, if you tweet anything, if you share the episodes, if you post anything about the episodes, you can make sure you tag any one of those. And you should do so anyway. Tell some of your friends about the show. Friends and family, loved ones, people you care about. If you pick up what I'm putting down here week in and week out, well, have somebody else picking it up with you. Just spread the word about the show. Sometimes your approval means more than me just telling people about it as well. And finally, if you find yourself in a dark place or in crisis mode, especially as we head through the holidays, sometimes they are not the best time for some. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline exists for those very reasons. That's 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-8255. If you need somebody to talk to, somebody is there 24/7 to be able to do that for you and with you. So please, if you need it, use it. That's what the resource is there for. It's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. On that note, time to get out of here. I'll be back here next week with whatever else is front and center in my brain and in my feelings. And we'll talk about that then and there. Until then, and always, I'm Billy Donnelly. I'm getting old quickly. Just remember, getting old doesn't suck. It kind of just happens.